Old Central Victoria Ultravox, dancing with tears in my eyes. Well, I've got plenty of tears in my eyes, but I'm not dancing, that's for sure. I'm not good at dancing. Hello there, it's Daniel with you on the home stretch. All part of 80s April, by the way. And of course, we do it thanks to Solar One Electrical and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. And joining us on the phone, Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Helen, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Daniel. Yourself?
Very well,
thanks. Chilly after the rain.
I know. But they did say we were going to get to a top of about 18 degrees. And when I saw the forecast when I woke up this morning, I sort of had a bit of a giggle. But we got there. But what are we now? What, 13 degrees? I think we got as low as 10 earlier today. But nice to have a drop of rain.
Oh, very good to have the rain. But I didn't know I had to get out the winter coat. Never mind.
Oh, well.
Autumn, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, you might need it tomorrow, but you might need it in the morning. They're saying some morning frost and then a sunny day. So maybe in the morning, but then you can certainly put it away in the afternoon. Hey, Helen, let's get into some volunteering opportunities. First of all, though, I just wanted to touch on recognising volunteering, because obviously next month is a pretty prestigious event, National Volunteer Week, and it's a perfect opportunity now, I think, to just say thank you to all of our volunteers, because of course last night there was a bit of a get together for the Explore Bendigo event that was obviously over Easter, and a great opportunity to thank our volunteers.
Well, that's right, Daniel, and yes, we were both out last night meeting face to face with some fantastic volunteers in our community, and just acknowledging the ones who came together to make sure Bendigo had an event for Easter, which was really important, and I think we're all looking forward to hopefully next year celebrating the 150th. But yes, National Volunteer Week is coming up, and we started with a launch on Friday the 14th of May. So I'm suggesting to listeners to watch out for this space for more information. And also, as I'm just reflecting on thanking volunteers and recognising them, I did hear the other day how some of our SES volunteers have left Victoria, the safety of their homes, and gone over to Western Australia to help our friends and neighbours over there who are recovering from the cyclone.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing that volunteers do. So I think we need to sort of think about, you know, some cheers for our SES volunteers as well, even though it's not quite National Volunteer Week. But, you know, it's the great work that volunteers do in our community. And, of course, closer to home, we've got the Inglewood Ambulance Auxiliary Op Shop, and they're looking for volunteers. So I'm putting a call out to residents perhaps in the Loddon Shire, or maybe even in the city of Greater Bendigo, who have got a keenness about op shops. You know, maybe they've got a bit of flair for fashion, and they're willing to share their skills and times and helping others for a couple of hours a week, helping out at Inglewood at the volunteer op shop there. And if anyone wants more information, they can contact Faye on 0429 008783, or they can certainly pop into the shop in Inglewood or call the centre for more information.
Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joining us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, the City of Greater Bendigo are seeking some volunteers.
Yes, they finally opened the doors. Woohoo, I'm going to say. And allowing volunteers to come back and support the community. And at the moment, we know that the Information Centre in Bendigo and Heathcote are both looking for volunteers who perhaps have a passion for Bendigo and like meeting new people, and especially our tourists, who are usually happy and cheerful because they're on holiday and having a good time. Or maybe it's people who love the theatre. And I personally have been an usher at the Capitol. Not the Alumbra, though, and it was always good fun being a volunteer up there. But if anyone's interested in that, just view the council website for more information. Or maybe you've got English as your second language, or you're like to help people with our refugees who have come to town and have settled in our community and needing help, because our TAFE is looking for some volunteers to help support new residents to Bendigo and aid the students to learn their English and practice improving their language skills and learning a bit more about Bendigo. So if you've got a warm, friendly greeting and want to help others, maybe the TAFE volunteer role is for you. Or, of course, our friends out at Eagle Hawk Community House, who are always helping others, and especially vulnerable people in our community. They're looking for more people to help them with their food preparation And also an admin assistant on a Friday, or maybe some gardening because they're trying to get their community garden up and running again out of Eagle Hawk, or maybe Tuesday evening dinner might be the way to go and helping there. So if you've got a bit of spare time on a Tuesday evening between 5 and 7, that might be the opportunity. Or maybe you're interested more in reading and writing and articles for the magazine, the Eagle Hawk magazine, keeping the residents of Eagle Hawk informed. So lots of opportunities this week, Daniel, for people to link with volunteering at the centre. Give us a call at 5441 1404, or just Google Bendigo Volunteers and see what's around for you.
There's plenty of opportunities. Hey, Helen, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Let's catch up next week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Daniel.